You can't resist it when you hear it.
Well, you know, Easter is about bunnies and chicks, so
there you go.
It's Ties very in. Appropriate.
So we may have the impossible question finally reached in, because it really comes down to the individual. This texter wants to know, how much value do citrus trees add to the property value overall?
Well, the contributory real estate market value of trees, it's called the CREMV, is a technically something that should be determined by a real estate appraiser. What they do is they take your home with the trees minus your home without the trees to give you the value of your landscape. The landscape includes the irrigation, the hardscape, all the elements, plus the plant material. And so trees, you know, comprise a large percentage of that value. So if you have large mature trees that are not breaking up your foundation, or, you know, are a particularly hazardous tree like a large Eucalyptus camaldulensis that's, you know, draping over your home with huge branches, if they actually are an asset to your home value, and they can contribute sometimes up to 15 to 20% of your overall home's value if your landscape, that's your total landscape. So if you've had an investment in those trees and those plants, properly placed, can bring extreme value to your home.
Wow.
So in answer to that question, if those trees are indeed an asset planted in the appropriate location, not under a power line where they're going to be causing some issues there, or too close to the building where they're going to be up against the eaves all the time and causing a lot of headaches with having to trim them unnecessarily, those trees are going to be contributing to the amenity value of the home.
So then there's the real estate value, but then there's the
aesthetic.
The aesthetic and the emotional. If you get somebody that is just in love with a particular type of tree, and you've got a huge one that provides a great shade canopy with a little sitting area underneath, I mean, that emotional connection, you can't calculate a dollar value. You just have to wait it out and find buyer.
That person. And it sounds like it's not about a single tree. It's about the entire landscape. So you need to nurture your landscape.
Sure. They talk about the benefits those plants are providing: shade, privacy, noise abatement,
food,
aesthetic value, vertical line in an otherwise low-lying country, you know, maybe a ranch-style home needs a bit of vertical line architecturally. And the placement of the trees, too. Are they lower at the curb and get taller toward the home? Those are important architectural values. If they're reversed, they become a liability. So plants have to be selected well, have to be placed well in the property to be a true asset.
Nice.
A true asset. And one thing we always try and transition the mind to, and it's hard because it's not cheap, but if you managed your home and property as if you were ready to put it on the market tomorrow, the value of that home will always be higher than anyone else on the rest of the street, because what's the first thing we go to move? We fix everything that's been piling up on our to-do list for years. But you know, life's busy, kids are busy, your schedules are busy. That's not always practical. But if you can afford to do so and have the time to do so, if you manage your home as if you're always ready to put it on the market tomorrow, you could put it on the market tomorrow, and that value will be higher than anything else, like I said, on the street.
Well, and with your landscape, it's really a learning. And that's what I teach, is how can you create a landscape that's luscious, feeds you, and, you know, is a value. But it's a learning. It doesn't happen overnight.
No. And when we're talking learning, we could do that next weekend on the Urban Farm Tour.
Oh, yeah. That was good. Yeah, the Urban Farm next weekend, I think next Friday and Saturday, whatever those dates are, 4th or 5th or 5th or 6th. We open up the Urban Farm
six
for tours. 6th and 7th?
No.
Whatever Friday and Saturday is. You can go to urbanfarm.org, front page.
It'd be 6th and 7th.
They're right there on the right. I'm also speaking at Changing Hands this week on one evening. So if you go to urbanfarm.org, on the front page, you can find that. But the tours of the Urban Farm, they're informational, they're educational. People arrive in the front yard. We talk about what's going on in the front yard. We go into the backyard. The tours are free. We do ask for a donation if you're so inclined. And then the following Saturday, the pop-up nursery, the fruit tree pop-up nursery, is open for supplies, fertilizers, get your questions answered, mulch, that kind of stuff.
UrbanFarm.org for more. And your podcast is about to hit 1 million today, we anticipate.
Yep, we're going to hit 1 million listens on our podcast today. I'm very excited about that. And we just recorded our 359th episode.
Congratulations. Great Thank milestone. You. And Kari, somebody can get City Farming book where?
You can find it on Amazon.
And it is City Farming by Kari Spencer.
Yes.
And itreeservice.com for anyone looking for a certified ISA arborist. John Eisenhower, thank Woo-hoo. You, sir.
Great. Have a great weekend.
Happy Easter, y'all. Thanks for your time this Saturday morning. It's Open Line Hour. Coming up next, anything about your house, home, castle, or cabin, get those honeydew checklists out, and we'll start knocking through them.